Welcome to the Create a Life You Love podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Cox. My purpose is to empower and lift up others who know in their heart they're meant for more. More joy, more impact, and more passion. If you're ready to make a radical transformation and create a life that you love, then you have come to the right place. Let's do this. Okay, welcome everybody and welcome Russell. So this is the fifth episode of Thrive Not Survive, where we connect with people from around the world and talk about how COVID is impacting us and how we are choosing to thrive, not just barely hang on and survive during this time. So our guest is actually joining us tonight from Korea. Is that correct? Yes. And you are actually Australian, but living in Korea.
Correct. Right?
Yes. Okay. Awesome. So I want to dive into that a little bit. But so everyone, this is Russell Scott, and he is a fitness transformation coach and the founder of a whole transformation program. Is it a 12-week program?
It's 24. If you're brave enough.
If you're brave enough. I love it. I love it. So let's just get started, Russell. Let's have you tell us a little bit about who you are and your journey, just because I'm interested. I currently live in Kansas, and I have had the opportunity of living in several other countries while I was growing up, but I've been in Kansas now for a long time. So I'm kind of interested in your journey of what brought you from Australia to Korea.
Yes, it's been a 10-year odyssey, I would say, and the catalyst of that was 10 years ago. Just over 10 years ago, I went to the doctor with a problem. Well, my wife actually forced me to go because as a man, I'm very stubborn and I don't see the doctor. And I discovered I had cancer. And I didn't really take it very seriously, believe it or not, very blasé. And I said, well, can I have this surgery a bit later on? It doesn't really matter, does it? And he just looked at me in complete shock and he said, look, he said, you have aggressive form of cancer. If you don't have this procedure that we need to do, you're going to die. He said, you're going to be dead in 6 months. Oh, and the whole world just stopped. It just completely stopped in that moment. And I was completely terrified, and it put a whole new spin on the world. And instead of, I'll admit, as I said, I was terrified for a few minutes. But when I got myself together, I said, okay, look, if I'm going to die, I'm not going to just lay down. I'm just going to fight. And I decided at that moment that I wasn't going to give in, and I was going to fight, and that I did. And I made a promise to myself that I would be a better husband and better father. I just had my second child 2 weeks prior to that. Mm-hmm. And actually, I was supposed to have my second child. My wife was, not me personally. I'd had a three-year-old son, and I thought, this is not a good thing to be happening. And the truth was, I wasn't in the best of worlds anyway. I had I had heart and chest pains. I was grossly overweight, obese actually, and life was unbearable. I was suffering from lots of stress related issues. I had a very stressful job. I didn't have a job. I had lost my job a couple of weeks prior to that, so I had been trying to just make ends meet, pay the rent, and I'd failed to actually pay the rent, and I had an eviction notice. So I had a lot of problems, physical problems, emotional problems. I was dealing with PTSD from childhood, and I had an addiction to painkillers and prescription drugs, and also alcohol. I was drinking a lot, and I was eating a lot just to sort of quell the pain emotionally and physically. And life was a complete mess. And I really felt like I was a failure. I was at rock bottom. And so that was decision time, turning point in my life that I decided, this is what I'm going to do. And I went through the procedure. Painful as it was, I got through it, and then I basically had to just redesign my life. And the opportunity to come to Korea, because my wife is a Korean, and work here just to start again, and I did, and I started again. I completely changed my life emotionally, physically. I lost 50 pounds, and I found a new avenue in life, and weightlifting was the thing, and I became an elite level power lifter, and I competed all over the world, USA, Russia, Kazakhstan, Australia, you name it, and it just brought a whole new perspective in life, and also financially, everything improved. So once the body and the mind improve, everything else surrounding that, the whole life reflects what's going on inside. So what I did is I thought, okay, I can do this, and other people could do this. So I developed a program, and the program basically works on the premise of body, mind, and soul. And the reason that it works that way is because once your body is starting to function at its optimum, and you actually feel good about it, and let's be honest, when you actually start looking good naked, you actually feel better. Okay, everybody, I'll get down to the point. Everybody wants to look good naked. And they won't tell you that, but I know that because I've been there and I've done that. And what I discovered is once that happens, other changes start to happen in your emotions, and you start to feel differently. But what you have to do is you have to understand the root cause of the problem first. And for a lot of people, it's an emotional problem. And it has a connection with food, and the connection with food is connected to an emotion. And for me, that was to make me feel good. And the endorphins of actually eating something I like, and something that makes me feel good, like chocolates, donuts, or anything sweet, because I have a sweet craving. Other people have a cheese craving, savory too. Those people listening to this know who they are. And once you understand where that is coming from, you can actually stop it, and you can control it. Instead of the food controlling you or the emotions controlling you, you control it. So you're in charge. So it is all connected. And once that happens, the transformation happens in your soul, but it just doesn't happen on its own. You actually have to feed it. So those first thing is the body. When the body starts to work, then you work on the emotional level, and then you work on the spiritual level. So my whole program is a comprehensive program. It's a permanent change. It's not a quick fix. For someone who wants a six-pack by summer, and this is not for you. And I predominantly work with men. The reason is that men often need the most help but are the most reluctant to ask. And when push comes to shove, it's too late. And I'm a prime example of that. My wife pushed me to go to the doctor, and if I hadn't, I wouldn't be here talking to you now. And that's been my journey in the past 10 years. And I literally, it was just a hobby and something I loved. And once that I worked out how to do that, another turning point came 4 years ago when my mother passed away. I went into a bit of a depressed state, and then I had to realize that, well, okay, I'm here, and I'm sure a lot of other people are here, so I can actually do something to help those people. And I just completely changed my job again, and I became a fitness coach, a comprehensive fitness coach, in fact. And that's the journey that I'm at, and that's the point that I'm at now.
That's amazing. So something that it's happened in my life as well, and in so many groups that I'm in, a common phrase that we hear is transformed people transform people. So I love that, you know, you were in this place in your journey where you were not living a life that you loved, and you kind of hit that rock bottom, and you had some choices to make, and, you know, listen to the doctor, and yes, I've got 6 months to live, or do something different and take control back in your own hands. And thank goodness that it all, here you are 10 years later, not the 6 month diagnosis given. So that's amazing. And I love that you bring in the mind in there, because it is not just a body thing.
Right.
So, just wonderful story. I'm so glad that you're here with us right now. So this was all pre-COVID. This is how, what you've built your business, what you've been doing. And so now that we're in this COVID-19 thing, how does that kind of shift things for you?
Yeah, certainly. I would say that I'm doubling down on my efforts to make sure that I'm in good condition and the people around me are. Also, my clients are quite fearful, but the new clients will be, but the ones who have been with me for some time, they understand that they can actually cope with it. One of the restrictions on it is that they haven't been able to go to public gyms and things like that. So I have in turn developed an in-house program. Basically, you can do it in the space of your broom cupboard if you've got any room or no room, and so you can do everything at home and still get a very good result. So, but primarily the nutrition aspect must be on point. If we can maintain our nutrition and not do any exercise, we can still remain healthy. But you double that with the exercise and the mindset on top, and you're unstoppable. So that's been the biggest change in my business and how I'm dealing with my clients at the moment. Yeah.
That's awesome. So I kind of want to segue slightly, and I want to know what is happening in Korea currently, because you guys are several weeks ahead of us here in the States. And so kind of what does that look like right now?
Yeah, it's good. I'm glad you asked that, because I know that a lot of people who might be watching this are still freaking out and you're in panic mode. What I'm going to say to you is what you're going through is temporary. The only certainty will be impermanence. That's the only thing that is going to be absolute. Now, we are several weeks ahead. I actually live about 100 kilometers or less from the epicenter of where it is most concentrated here. My relatives, my family-in-law, actually live in the epicenter, and we cannot go and see them, even though they might be sick. But thank God they're not sick. Now, we went into lockdown some 8 weeks ago, and we have been in lockdown since. It is going to come out on the 9th of this month, so we've got about a week to go. But really, we have tackled it really well. I think the reason that Korea has done really well is they're very well prepared. We have been through pandemics before. We have been through SARS. We have been through MERS. We have been through the swine flu. We have been through the chicken flu. And now we have this. So we were kind of in dress rehearsal mode before. And now that it's here, we've dealt with it really well. Everybody wears a mask. Mm. When you go outside, everyone wears a mask. It's not an unusual thing. And it wasn't an unusual thing before that. Most people in the winter get a cold and they wear a mask. So masks are essential, not just for doctors, et cetera, et cetera. Wear one. And that's also, it's also not being selfish that you're not giving it to someone else and you're not going to get it. And we're also very well educated. We know how you can catch this thing and how you're not. So there's a lot of myths going around. So make sure you don't believe a lot of the dogma going around. That's really, really important. And also the fact is that we test really thoroughly. I think several hundred thousand people are tested. We have mobile units. You can actually drive through, like you drive through McDonald's, and you can go and get a test if you think you're feeling a bit sick. And if you test positive, it's free. And you'll have to spend 2 weeks in hospital and in quarantine with you. But we have basically just canned everything. We haven't gone to the extent that Australia has. I can't return to my home country. If I do, I'm confined there for the next 6 months.
Oh, wow.
They have completely closed the border. No one who is not an Australian resident or citizen can go. They've shut down. and all residents or all citizens cannot leave for 6 months, and all border crossings are closed and controlled by the police and the army. So we only have 7-8 states, so it's quite easy to do. Unlike the US, it would just be a complete logistical nightmare. So we haven't gone to that extent, but we have restricted everybody, and everybody who comes into the country must do quarantine for 2 weeks. We've been very, very vigilant on it because we have a high population of elderly. Mm. We have more elderly people than young people. We're living longer. So we have been very, very diligent. And I thought it was really, everything was hunky-dory. I got complacent and I got relaxed, and my next door neighbor got it. And we live in an apartment complexes, and there are, you know, 250, 300 people living in one block in a complex of 2,000, 1,500 people, surrounded by other complexes of roughly the same amount. So the likelihood of it spreading is really great. So when my next door neighbor got it, I didn't press the panic button, but I certainly had some I certainly had cause for alarm. And that has put a bit of a spin on my my week, to say the least. And not frightened for myself, but I've got three small children, and next door I have three small children. So, yeah, it's been a bit restrictive. And that's basically just overcome, adapt and improvise. And that's what we're doing, and we're just going with the flow.
Absolutely. So with your history with cancer, is your immune system more susceptible, or is there any concern with that?
I really haven't asked an expert on that, so I think the jury's still out. So I'm always very health conscious, so I think I'm going to be okay. But, you know, I'm being sensible with my my routine and what I'm doing, very diligent. We have always, as a family, we have always had a habit of being very clean and washing our hands. Every time we enter the house, we wash our hands. And another thing is that we don't wear shoes in the house. It's a custom in Asia to take your shoes off when you come into the house. So we've never worn shoes in the house, and we've always washed our hands. And so I think that if we maintain those types of habits, plus the antisocial aspect and the mask, I think we're going to be okay.
Wonderful. So what advice, if someone either was like just getting into the routine or had been doing a lot, doing really well, or thinking about starting the routine of going to the gym, and now all of a sudden they're like, nope, gyms are closed, too bad. What are some tips that you might have for them?
First thing I'm going to say is that's no excuse. And just stop that type of thought. Because the world has stopped doesn't mean that you stop. So basically the very important thing to do during this time is to maintain a routine. If you are working from home, if you're not working, or you've been put off, particularly if you have been laid off, as you would say, don't give up and maintain a routine. Get up in the morning, and when you get up, make your bed. Just don't be lazy, make your bed, have your breakfast, do what you would normally do. Don't change anything. And if you're going to do some sort of work in the house, if you're an online person, treat it as a work day. Don't get up and sit in front of your computer in your pajamas. Don't do that. Put on your work clothes and treat it as work, because when you treat it as work in your work clothes, you'll actually become and stay productive. You won't get lazy. It's not like Friday, carefree, mufti day where you wear what you like. Don't do that. So maintain a very business-like composure. As far as exercising, keep it as your routine. You can't go to the gym, so what? Get over it. You have to pivot, as we say. And fit that time in the time that you would normally have gone to the gym. You do that gym work at home. Create a space, a specific space. So if it's your lounge room, have a portion of that lounge room that is your exercise space. If the family are there, you say, right, nobody enter that space at this time. This is my time. you know, I have to do this. Don't change anything. Just try and keep it as it is. Also, look at what you're eating. Look at your refrigerator. If there's junk in the fridge, toss it, get rid of it. Don't make the mistake of saying, okay, I can just relax a little bit. I can binge and eat this and eat that. And also another aspect is alcohol. There is a tendency when you have more time on your hands to drink alcohol. Okay, if you are a regular drinker or you partake in that, don't overdo it. If you like to have a glass of wine or a beer with your meal, if you always do that, then do that. Don't go overboard and drink more. That's it's another thing I've got to really watch, because a lot of people who I have seen on social media and I've spoken to my family in Australia have tended to stock up on their alcohol supplies. So I would very much discourage any sort of indulgence or excess. So make sure your routine and your mind are in the right place and just carry on as per normal. And also another thing is to get out. There is no restriction to actually get out and get some sunshine. If if they are restricting the movements within the neighborhood where you are, that's okay. At least get out into your backyard or in your veranda or something and get some sunshine, because you need that sun. You need the vitamins from it, and actually enhance your mood and stay connected with other people. If this had happened 20 years ago, the telephone system would break down. It wouldn't work. But now that we have the magic of the internet and all these platforms, stay connected with people. It's very important.
Absolutely. Yeah. Doing things like this is so important. I mean, it's a Friday night. I know where you're at. It's Saturday morning. so it could get very frustrating to be like, I'm a social person. I want to go. I want to see friends and family. I want to socialize on a Friday night. And so having things like this where you can connect virtually, share some positivity, just seek out things to fill up your time. So I love that. Yeah. Very good.
I want to emphasize again, I did before, but this is not permanent. It will go over. If you've been following the history of the world, these things happen, but they end eventually. So I just want to say that again, and just remember that, people.
Absolutely. This too shall definitely pass. Excellent. So before we jump into some of the Q&A, and if for anybody on here with us live, go ahead and throw in any comments or questions, and we'll get to those shortly. But how can people, if they're interested in your program and connecting with you, how can they do that?
Yeah, you can connect with me personally if you like, probably the best way. I've got probably a link there. So I've got a website address, and if you go through the website, it'll have get in touch or make an appointment or some sort of button like that. Schedule a time with me and we can talk, because let's face it, we've got plenty of time now. Otherwise, my Facebook page, just go to me, Russell K. Scott, or my group, which is rawandruthless.com. Facebook page, Raw and Ruthless, and you'll find me and we can connect.
Yes, perfect. And I do have those in the event description and in this live description. And then when I share it again as kind of like a video on different things, and then I'll also repurpose it on the podcast, and I'll always have those links in there. So whether you're watching live or on the replay, definitely reach out, connect with Russell, find out about the Raw and Ruthless program, and get involved with that. All right. Let's see. We've got Alyssa is commenting with some other people in the chat. And then she says, Russell, I like how you say to maintain a business mindset in your routine. Wear the clothes still. Thanks for the reminder on the alcohol. I'm so tempted to partake because my roommate likes to indulge. I like the reminder that this is not permanent too. Very good, Alyssa. Yeah. Michael he said, yes, please shower and get dressed. And then he asks, are there any food suggestions while on war mode? We have plenty of pasta, dry food, and frozen vegetables. So what would be your recommendation for some foods to look into, Russell?
First, on the basic level, is maintain water. Maintain your fluid level. Basic water. Make sure you drink the regular amount of more than 2 liters a day. Other than that, try and get as much quality food rather than quantity. There is a tendency to eat more. Don't eat more than you did before. If your activity level is less, just reduce the amount you're eating. Have several small meals, like 6 small meals a day rather than 3 big meals or 3 small meals. That will keep your metabolism going and offset the excess weight that you might be gaining, I'm suspecting. As far as other food, make sure you have enough fiber in your diet. Try to avoid canned food. Frozen vegetables are very good. Make sure they're cooked very, very quickly, steamed or something like that. Also, don't be afraid of eating fat. Butter is good, but in saying that, don't have too much, just have enough. And also, try to avoid any prepackaged foods as well. Try to keep everything fresh, whatever's available to you. Also, olive oil, make sure you maintain a reasonable amount of olive oil. You need that, believe it or not. And common sense applies. If you have any specific questions, get in contact with me and look exactly what your particular needs are. It's very difficult to say with that question.
Because some of the different restrictions that they've put in place in different states, if we can't get access to fresh food, is there a certain kind of dry food that you would recommend?
A good thing would be to do would to get a good quality protein shake. It'll offset the hunger that you might have and the hunger cravings. So I've got a company that I use that has a really good protein and vitamin mix that I would use, and I recommend all my clients. So I would do that, and it's very easy and convenient, and everybody likes it. Even small children.
What's the company of that?
Company is called Transparent Labs. I've got a link if anyone would like to use it and go to it. I have a very good relationship with the company. I've had clients have great success using their products, and they love their products. And the service is very good too. So it's excellent. So a good protein shake, a vitamin mix, supplement your diet with multivitamins and things like that. Go for quality rather than quantity. So instead of the El Cheapo brand, go for a good quality one. It'll serve you well. Other dry foods, as I said, be careful of prepackaged things, particularly ramyeon. In Korea, ramyeon is a way of life, and I can't stop my family from having it. They're just born to it. So ramyons have got lots of chemicals in them, so just be careful. Another thing is on your prepackaged or dried food, as you would say, look at the ingredients. And if you can't pronounce it, you don't know what the ingredient is and you need a chemistry degree and a PhD, don't get it. Just keep it really simple. Yes. And keep tin food at a bare minimum if you can.
So food from like cans and stuff that would maybe have a lot of sodium and preservatives.
Absolutely. Yes. Things like tin stews, bacon and beans. But actually baked beans are actually very good for you. They're high in fiber and a good source of protein and vitamins. So baked beans are very good. As far as dry food, just keep away from ramyons and TV dinners and things like that. They're laden with all sorts of nasties. Yeah. Good question. I like that. I hadn't thought about it.
Awesome. I know for me, when they started announcing, okay, the county is going in a shelter at home, and they hadn't quite figured out what was going to be counted essential versus non-essential, I did go out and stock up on like Progresso soups and things, the non-perishables, but then they deemed, you know, grocery stores and stuff were essential. And so we've been able to access things for the most part, and it's just kind of over there. So I'm like, well, I won't starve to death, but I'm also not digging into that pile unless I need to.
Yeah.
So Samantha had said at some point in the conversation, she said, true, food is used in so many ways. We eat when we celebrate, we eat when we're sad, and everything in between.
Yeah.
So, and this can be a really stressful time. People aren't sure what tomorrow is going to bring, what their paycheck is going to look like, and all those types of things. So it is very easy to find the comfort food.
it's very, very easy. At the moment, I, you know, as someone who is also a chef, I really, really like to cook. And I've been really diligent with making sure my family eat really well with this. And I do feed them treats occasionally, and I get my kids involved as well. So that's also something you can do is if you've got children, you can get them involved in the process of preparing the meals. You know, and something they might like as well, you know, you can do sort of brownies or something like that once a week that they might like. Some muffins or cake, just keep it under control. And you know, there's no need to be ultra strict and just eat this healthy food all the time. Once a week or twice a week, have something that you like, and that way you are in control of it. It doesn't control you. And if you have something that you like to eat, sure, go and eat it, but just I would say schedule that time in. Or schedule, as you might say, that time in. So on a Friday night, my house, my wife is actually much better at doing fried chicken. So she does fried chicken, and the whole family love it. And that's just one of the things that we do. So if that's what you like to do, yeah, do it once a week. Don't deprive yourself, but just be in control of it, not it be in control of you.
That's wonderful. So Will has a question. He said, would you recommend plant-based protein over animal-based?
Will, whatever rocks your boat, if you into veganism, fine, veganism's good. You can get a vegan protein mix, a pea-based one or a hemp-based one. At the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what you like to eat and what you think that tastes nice, that's most important. So there's some pros and cons, but first thing, it's got to be down to taste. You know, if it tastes like dirt, don't eat it. If you like it, great. Animal sources, if you're lactose intolerant, yeah, keep away from animal source protein mixes. That's what I can say. And also, as I said, the quantity and quality are very different. So if you get a big bulk deal on a brand which shall remain nameless, but it's got a lot of filler and junk in it, it's got lots of sugar in it, don't have it. So go for a smaller quality mix rather than plant or animal, but go for quality over quantity. Yes.
So Michael shared that they had to stock up on non-perishable, unfortunately. I'll have to remind myself, Michael, where you're joining us from. Let's see if this shows on here. He is our Thrive Not Survive guest speaker on Sunday. So I will get in contact with him about more things like that as well. Alyssa says, I'd say a reasonable mix unless you tend to lean more toward paleo diet. If you do plant-based, be really careful on what fillers there are. So that's also good. Yeah, that's something I don't know much about, the plant-based type stuff.
There are lots of soy products and things like that, and flavorings as well. They will fill that in. So it's, you know, at the end of the day, it also is you get what you pay for. you know, if you pay a cheap price for something, you usually get something cheap. If you pay a higher price, you usually get a better quality product. But everybody's different. Just get the best that you can afford.
Okay.
Yeah.
And my goat said he's in Florida and everything's closed until further notice. So that's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Further on that point, Whole Foods are better. Whole Foods are always better than a mix or a protein shake and things like that. I mean, you know, everywhere that I've traveled around the world, doing my particular sport, I have taken a protein mix with me, but I don't rely on it. It's supplementary. That's why it's called supplements. They don't supplement and replace. They don't replace a proper diet, a proper nutritional regime. So whole foods are always better. And if you can, try to get some fruit. If not, some sort of vegetables. Whole foods are always better than a mix of powders.
Nice. So I know some people are, you know, be low carb, low sugar, meatless, paleo. What's kind of your take on all the different, what do you recommend as the?
It depends on what your end goal is. And I think you shouldn't overcomplicate it. You should keep it really simple. This is what I do, and I've done it for years without fail, is that every meal I have, this is the gauge that I would use. I would clench my fist, and that is the amount of protein I'm going to have. So a chicken breast is probably around that big. Okay, that's the amount of protein you're going to have. My fist is different to the size of yours, et cetera, et cetera. But generally, a clenched fist is the amount of protein you're going to have. So, okay, it can be any source, but good quality if you can get it. The next one is an open palm, and an open palm will be, or a whole hand will be, the amount of vegetables you're going to have. So that would be the amount of greens and salad or whatever you're talking. Nutrition wise, you want to get something that's nutrition dense. So instead of having iceberg salad, go and get baby spinach or something like that. If you can't get baby spinach, get a frozen spinach. Just be careful of the sugar, the salt in it. So the palm of your hand. Next will be your carbohydrate intake. Your carbohydrate intake would be some good quality. And let me tell you that chips and French fries is not a carbohydrate that I would recommend. Okay.
And what food group does that go in? When can I have those? I'm just kidding.
Okay, I'm getting to that. That's my next point.
Okay.
So the portion size is really, portion control is really important. So the palm of your hand, okay? Not this part, this part of your hand would be your carbohydrate source. Okay? And then your fat source. About a thumb, okay. About a thumb, so that can be. So, and I'll get to the actual the what actually it is. So, getting back to that, your protein source will be chicken breasts or fish or salmon, or if you're a vegetarian, it'll be your vegetarian source. There are oodles and oodles of sources you can choose from, or quality beef, which is good, something that's low in fat. Ground beef, be careful, make sure it's about 90% and then only 10% fat. So be careful of ground beef and sort of very cheap meats. Also, on that point, cheap cuts are also very good. So I can also recommend, if someone contacts me, I can recommend the type of cut on the beast that is very good and low in fat. So that's your protein source, okay? Your carbohydrate source, it can be brown rice. It can be, if you don't like brown rice, mix it with some white rice. I have white rice and brown rice. It can be quinoa. Quinoa is very good because also a protein source as well. It can be lentils. Lentils are very good. That's a nice fiber source and protein source as well. I would steer clear of things like breads and things like that. If you have breads, get a high-quality multi-grain type of bread and only keep it to one slice. Don't have half a loaf or three pieces, one slice of that for meal. Potatoes, love potatoes. Get potatoes, cook them whole with the skin on, scrub the skin, good fiber, good nutrition. I don't know if Americans eat pumpkin, but we eat pumpkin. So I know you only have it in pie or something like that, which I experienced to my distaste in the United States.
Oh, no. Not a fan, huh?
No, not cold either. Pumpkin or any kind of squash, something like that that is dense. Zucchinis, eggplants, anything like that is really, really good. So something nutritionally dense. Sweet potatoes, love sweet potatoes. I love your sweet potatoes. They're amazing. So sweet potatoes. Don't have the big ones. If you've got a big one, cut it in half. That's carbohydrates and fat source, avocados, olive oil, even a little bit of butter on your vegetables, and just use a smidgen of them, so a smidgen of butter. But you do need some fat in your diet. If you're having salmon, there is actually your fat quota is in your salmon. It's very good fat. If you're not getting any fat and you don't think you're getting, take an essential fatty acid, so some fish oil or some salmon oil or something like, or krill, even better, krill. The products that I use from that company, they have a great krill oil. It's fantastic. So make sure you're getting those three and have them at each meal. So if you're having three meals, have those at each meal. And when you have your breakfast, instead of having your cocoa pop, sugar-coated, whatever, go for a couple of eggs. So have a couple of eggs and some wholemeal toast, and you get a good balanced meal of fats and proteins. Oatmeal, love oatmeal, eat it every day. So have some oatmeal and an egg, that type of thing. Keep the cinnamon sugar away and use some honey instead. Yeah, so nothing really exotic. Just keep everything basic. And if you're having weight issues and you're gaining weight, cut those meals down and have six of those or four of those instead of three large meals. And that's another strategy we can use as well.
Oh, awesome.
Simple is best.
Simple is best. And I believe I saw you had a green smoothie video that I can link to that too. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the green smoothie in the morning.
Yes, that's actually part of my indoor program. And when my clients first start that, they go, oh, that looks disgusting. But after having them for several days, they're addicted to them. They are really, really good. Yeah, they look gross, but they really taste good.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I'll be sure to link that video from your YouTube channel in the if anybody else has any other comments or questions as we wrap up, Michael, like the tip of the supplement does not equal a replacement, that's a really good tip. And then any other final kind of ending notes of words of advice to thrive, not survive during this time?
What I'm going to say is use this time really, really wisely, because you're not going to have this time again. It's, as I said, it's not permanent. It's probably going to be your most productive time. So if you've been putting something off, something you wanted to do, do it. Just go and do it. You know, I actually finished a book. I actually wrote a book. I wrote a recipe book. I had collected recipes for years and tried them, and I thought they're great. And I finally put them in a book. So I've got a book that's going to come out with recipes in it. And, so I'm working on two other books because I have lots of time now. So don't waste this time, because it's not permanent. Let me say that I've been in touch with people in Virginia, and it might apply to other states, and your kids are now at home doing home online schooling. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm a teacher in the daytime, and this was our first week.
It's been a week. What I'm going to say is that that's actually a really good opportunity to work closer with your children, your own children, and bring up anything that they need to work on. For example, my kids have English as a second language, believe it or not. We speak Korean in the house, and their English is atrocious. So we have managed to really work on my daughters. Both my daughters' English has just skyrocketed since I've been home. Just, and the simple fact of just sitting down and reading a book with them and getting them to read with you. So if your kids are at home, make use of that time and bring up anything that needs to be paid attention to. and also quality time too. You can actually do the things you wanted to do with your family or your children. I think I gave an example. I actually had an indoor camping with my daughters. They really loved it because I just never had the time to go out camping. So we did it indoors. So do the things that you always wanted to do. Don't. So this time is going to go really quickly. It's, as I said, it's not going to be permanent. It will lift.
Yeah. So you've been about 8 weeks in, and it's expected to lift in about a week. So about 9 weeks.
Yeah. But in saying that, the kids are still going to be at home. You know, and I'm not really sort of a social body anyway, so it doesn't really affect me. Believe it or not, I'm actually introverted. So you'd never think so, but I prefer my own company. So, yeah, make use of this time and don't waste it because you're never going to get it back.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations on your book. Fellow author, I know that's a huge accomplishment. Where will that be available once you launch it?
That's a very good question. It's going to be in hardcover. So rather than the ebook sort of style or the Amazon Kindle, I'm going to do it in hardcover. And then I'll gauge the success on that, and then I'll release it onto the market as an ebook.
Wonderful. Well, everyone will have to keep your eye on your social media and website to be sure to snag a copy as soon as it's available. So
yeah, so what I suggest, just connect with me and then I can let you know where it is available. And if you're lucky enough, I might give you a free copy.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Any other tips? Yeah, wash your hands. You should be washing your hands in the time that it takes you to sing Ba Ba Black Sheep. Or what's the other song that children sing about the stars, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star? So the time it takes you to wash your hands, you can sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. I wonder how you know the song.
So sing it for us, Russell.
I'm so sorry. It's Saturday morning. No. it's not the Tonight Show. So, yeah, so you should be washing your hands to the tune of something that takes some time to sing, not Don McLean's American Pie.
American Pie. Take too long.
Your hands will fall off. I would sort of keep your distance from people, but stay connected and make sure that you well, if you can, wear a mask. There's no real shame of it. If you do have to go out in public, wear one. It's not going to hurt. You can't get this by actually breathing. It's the actual droplets. So if you touch something where someone has put some droplets on and then you touch your face or it goes into your mouth or touch your eyes and what it goes through the membranes into your body, that's how you're going to get this. And it's not going to kill you. If you're not sort of immune suppressed, or you're old, or you're very young, people that have had it that I've spoken to, they said it's like no cold they've ever had before. It really is quite awful, but it's going to make you really sick. So, and you, to avoid that, just take those precautions. Wash your hands. Don't go out into big groups if you have to. Keep your distance. And if you can, wear a mask. Don't be embarrassed about it. And be careful. There's also a lot of scammers at the moment doing all sorts of things. So your email will be hacked quite a bit. My email has been hacked. So be careful of lots of scammers at this moment as well.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
There are a lot of people taking advantage of the situation, and they're not always good. Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, those are the only things I can say. So look after yourself.
Absolutely. So last few comments. Michael says he doesn't remember the words to the songs anymore either. Alyssa shared that ABCs is the same song as Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. So
yes. And Mozart didn't get the royalties from that because the tune is the same.
And Bonnie says, thank you for all the tips. I need to make sure I'm making time for more exercise. You and me both, Bonnie. And Michael says, thanks, Russell and Chantel. Need to run to the next gig. Good morning/night.
You're welcome. Thank you very much, everybody.
This has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for spending your Saturday morning with us, Russell. And yep. I look forward to finding out more about your book when it gets launched.
Okay. Thanks very much. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye and stay safe. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Create a Life You Love podcast. I would love to hear from you about your biggest takeaways. Share them with me on Facebook or Instagram at Create a Life You Love Coaching. If you love this podcast, be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. That's it for now. Enjoy the journey.